spring. I don't know, what season is it? To me, it's summer, but it's not. It's warming up. I'll say this, warming up. Low humidity, high heat, and it's warming up. It's warming up. So anyway, I'm glad you're here tonight. Just continue to pray for our church family as well. We'll share some more of our prayer requests a little bit later in the service. And we'll go ahead and have a word of prayer, then we'll sing our first hymn tonight. And it may take a few moments for your testimonies a little bit later tonight as well. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we love you. Thank you so much for your goodness. Thank you for the joy of service and fellowship. Thank you for those who are here tonight. Thank you for padded seats and a cool building. And Lord, we are so grateful, Lord, for the comforts that you've and the blessings you've bestowed upon us. I pray that you bless our time together in the words. We look at the book of Proverbs on efficiency and success and failure. I pray that you would help us to glean from the scriptures. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would just help us tonight. Lord, help us enjoy the time of fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, Father, I pray that you bless our time as we continue with our study tonight in the book of Proverbs. I pray we'd be blessed, we'd be encouraged, we'd be challenged. Lord, I pray that you'd help us, Lord, to glean from some things that would help us to be an encouragement to others around us, Father. Now, help me tonight. Give me clarity of thought, mind, and speech. And I'll be careful to praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll look at Proverbs chapter 13 as we'll start tonight. I wish I had a room full of high school juniors and seniors as well as college freshmen, especially with the topic. You'll understand more as we go. Continue to pray for my dad. I have not heard back on the results of the stress test or if he's able to complete it or not. I'm assuming no news is good news, so continue to keep him in prayer for that. All right, Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs on achievement and failure. And I know we all have experienced, as we mentioned last week and other weeks, reference to this, but I'll do a quick highlight and we'll go ahead and read our text and, of course, use other passages of scriptures as well. So conditions and concepts for achievement, and we talked about preparation leads to achievement, opportunities can lead to achievement, hard work leads to achievement, persistence leads to achievement. And tonight, respect for God's commands leads to achievement. Respect for God's commands. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse number 13, the Bible said, "Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded." Hear that phrase, that wording, simply the word is a reference to teaching or instruction. And the word commandment implies a reference to the Bible or a reference to Scripture. So our attitude toward the Word of God is going to affect our achievement in this life. And oh, how I wish I can emphasize that with a younger generation, younger Christians who are new in the Lord and growing with the Lord, and even understanding the aspect where achievement begins and what it's founded on, and even being involved. We live in a world today where it's hard to get people to make a commitment to get involved, or the church hop here and here and yonder and come here. And I'll just be honest with you, it discourages me sometimes as a preacher to talk to some young people that are in and out once in a while that go to another church and make comments like, you know, the church is super friendly. I learned a lot. I mean, I get more out of one sermon here than I get out of 2 months somewhere else. And like, then why aren't you here all the time? You know, but that aspect of commitment. And it comes down to so often the people looking to the Word of God and realizing our attitude toward the Word of God is what's going to affect our achievements in life. See, when you obey God's Word, you will avoid the behavior that is destructive. And so often folks, young people don't understand that. Again, when you obey God's Word, you will avoid behavior that is destructive or expensive. How often we found out avoiding the Word of God has cost us something financially. It can be expensive, which in turn will help you to avoid spending time correcting or paying for costly errors. See, correcting errors is a distraction. Think about that for a moment. Correcting errors is somewhat of a distraction because they rob you of time and resources that can be used to achieve or in achieving important goals or things that the Lord has for us. Joshua spoke of the importance of God's word and success in Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate thereon, therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Again, prosperity, good success, comes down to the aspect of knowing and being in the Word of God. Whether it is the Word of God or the instructions of leaders, teachers, mentors, supervisors, if a person despises or rejects instruction, he is risking destruction. We also see that the Pharaoh of Egypt found out the truth of this verse when he despised God's command to release the Israelis or Israelites. So, dear friend, your rejection of God's word is like pressing a self-destruction button. How often, if we think about that, how often we do know that the commands is right in front of us, the word of God is here, but we reject God's word, a younger generation that we live with reject God's word, so often it's just simply pressing a self-destruction button. In fact, Solomon stated that the fool hates instruction. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 5, a fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 9, speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. I've said this before and I'll say it again. Even at my age, the older I get, the wiser my father is, or the wiser I realize that my father is, as well as other mentors and folks that God has put in our life. So often we don't see the full or the big picture. Here's a bit of a sports analogy or a sports story. In reference to the idea of instruction and following instruction and seeing the big picture, Earl Weaver was the former manager of the Baltimore Orioles, and he had a very strict rule that no one stole second base, third base, home without the sign from the coach on the third base line. They could not steal. And it was a policy that frustrated a star player on their team named Reggie Jackson. Some of you may recognize that name. Reggie believed that his own study of the pitchers and catchers made him well qualified to make a decision on when he should or should not steal a base. So he thought it was at his own discretion. So that led him in a big game to steal second base without a sign or instruction to be able to do so. Weaver, the coach, subsequently explained to Mr. Jackson after the inning that his unauthorized steal was successful, but it disrupted the team's broader strategy by leaving first base open, which allowed the coach to make a good decision to allow the next player to go over the first base, taking away the double play that was in play. So the coach trying to explain to Mr. Jackson, this incident is frequently cited as an illustration that even stars with limited perspectives must trust managers and see that the bigger picture of the game is in play. What Mr. Jackson didn't realize or think about, who was coming up next. It was their big hitter. But because Mr. Jackson stole, the other team decided to walk him intentionally instead of forcing him to pitch to him in a situation of a double play. See, the problem was, again, Mr. Jackson saw only his relationship to the pitcher and to the catcher in the film that he studied. But manager Weaver or coach Weaver was watching the whole game. So often we need to understand, we don't always understand the ways of God, but he sees the whole picture. He sees the whole thing played out, and it's best for us to trust him. Again, a fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. Again, in Proverbs 23:9, speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. See, we can only see so far, but God does see the big picture. Wise counsel provides when the Lord sends us a signal. When he gives us instruction in his word, it's wise to obey them no matter what we may think we know. Again, what we think we know. See, the person who has respect for the commandments of man or God shall be rewarded according to the book of Proverbs. The word Proverbs back in Proverbs chapter 13 that we refer to in our text, whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. It's from the Hebrew word shalom, which means peace, completeness, restored, finished, compensated, or rewarded. So when you follow instructions, it leads to peace, and finishing the task yields the rewards and blessings that come our way. So respect for God's word, God's commands, leads us to achievement. I don't know how many times I thought of the aspect of growing up in home with my father and with my mother, realizing the things that I missed out on because I thought I knew a better way, only to be showed why I was wrong by a wise father who helped me. Letter F for the next one. Wise counsel helps us achieve our goals. Now, we all have goals in life, but we don't all know everything that we need to know to reach those goals. Number one, we'll look at just a couple of things, and maybe just one this morning. Did I print out different? Well. It's there, but I've got it's in the wrong place. I've cut off part of your handout. I apologize. Somebody has it. I bet you I didn't mess up all of them, did I? Anybody have letter F next? Yes, I had a lot of issues with my printer today. I had my printer today was demon possessed. It printed things out that was in the spool from 2 weeks ago instead of what I was asking to print. And then I had to, after went back and checking 20 pages printed that wasn't my handouts, end up shredding them. I ended up having to shut down my printer, unplug it, wait for all, plug it back in. So evidently it did not get everything. So I'm going to slow down with this because there's some more information before you get being teachable. It should be letter F. Wise counsel helps us achieve our goals. In that wise counsel provides stability. Wise counsel provides stability, and I'll have that updated for next week. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 18. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 22. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors they are established. See, a person who makes his or her plans without asking for advice or comments from others show that he or he is overly confident and foolish. I don't know how many times that I could probably save myself a lot of time and my wife a lot of time if I quit going to look for things in the closet and say, Michelle, would you take me to the closet and help me find? There's my wise counsel. So many times we misplace things, but how often do we not look to those who have the answer? Look to those who have something that can help us in our journey and what we're looking at. However, someone who consults others and asks for their advice shows the realization that he could be overlooking important factors again. See, wisdom picks the brains of people who can guide them in the right direction. Wisdom picks the brains of those who can guide them in the right direction. I don't know about you. I don't think I'm ever the smartest person in the room. It's a good idea to realize others around us has wisdom and information or knows more possibly than you do. A good counselor can warn of overlooked dangers or, suggest effective methods for attaining the goals that you're reaching. So being teachable is essential in reaching goals. Being teachable. I believe if I made a list of things that I knew and things that I did not know, I would imagine the things that I know might be longer because I really don't know what I don't know. If I made a list of things I knew, it might be longer than things I don't know because I don't know what I don't know, and I don't know if I always know what I do know. You know, there's always someone that has a better grasp of things or knowledge that can help us to succeed. And I find myself here lately with the present culture that we live in. I have a natural desire to want to help people. no matter what it is. Even if I don't know the answers, I'm willing to sit and listen to the problems. Ask, what can I do? How can I help? And it bothers me that when someone is sitting across the room in tears and talking on the phone and I can't help them. It bothers me. That's just my nature. But there's so often that we have a desire to help, but we live in a time and a culture where people get offended when you want to help. They tell you to quit being nosy. Mind your own business. And having that balance. And so what I'm saying is there's so many people today in our generation, they have no idea what it means to be teachable or to be willing to receive help as well as to give help. So a couple things in reference to being teachable, being essential in reaching goals. Learn from those who have experience and success in the field you're involved in. Again, reading can give us a lot of information. Reading can help us, but it doesn't. Watching YouTube videos can. But sometimes just asking someone who has the knowledge does a couple of things. It might give them an opportunity that they may be looking for to be a blessing to someone. I was looking for someone today to help. I needed something to do while I was waiting at the VA hospital. I was looking for an opportunity to minister. It would have been, to me, and I can't help to think, if it had been a blessing to me for somebody to come by and ask me to help them, yeah, it would have. I can't help but to think of there's other people that feel the same way. So if they have the knowledge, they have the ability to help, why not ask them? Be a blessing by letting them help you or to advise you. And another thing is ask questions and listen to what they have to say. I think some of the best advice that I got from one former pastor, Brother Kirk, who's in heaven now, that asked questions and listened. He often teased me when we were getting ready to go to Bible college. And of course, after Bible college, it was traveling, raising support, and doing what I needed to do. I'd only preached a couple times there at the church before leaving the military and going in the ministry. And he would often tease me and say, "Now, Brother Cook, let me help you. Just be quiet and let your wife sing and you'll raise your support." I'm like, "Brother Kirk, are you telling me I can't preach my way out of a wet paper bag? What are you telling me?" And then he just started laughing. He was much shorter than I am and about as round as he was tall. His whole body was shaking when he had laughed. He said, "No, brother, I love you. Just trying to get your attention." He said, "When you get to Bible college, spend time with those that are older than you. Sit and listen. Talk less, listen. When you have a break, find some of the older guys that are there, whether they're teachers teaching or just older guys who are going into ministry later in life. And they're sitting down, sit down, get a cup of coffee, and just sip and listen. Sip and listen. Don't talk. Just listen. And dear friends, and ask questions when you do talk. Ask questions and listen to what they have to say. If their counsel can be implemented in your situation, then apply it to your life. Man, I think if we took the time today to think of people who had an impact on our life, who helped us to be where we're at today, spiritually, in our career field, or wherever it may be, I think many of us could say there was someone that had an impact. Solomon is saying that wise counsel will provide stability and success for you. Plans or purposes are disappointing without counsel, or can be without counsel or advice. We referred to Proverbs 15:22 earlier. Let me look at that again. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed. The word here, disappointed, is derived from the Hebrew word parer, which means to frustrate or to break to bits, to shatter or fall apart or to end up being nothing. So without counsel, our purpose can be completely just fall apart. How often do we charge into something instead of asking for help or seeking help or seeking more information? You see, people with tunnel vision, those who are locked into one way of thinking, are likely to miss the right road because they have closed their minds to any options. I don't know about you, but I grew up with some family members that way. I've got some friends that way, and I'm sure there's been times that I have been that way as well. So we need the help of those who can enlarge our vision and broaden our perspective. I think in some way, with just listening and not saying much, but asking questions, I would venture to say that the time with Brother Fagali enlarged and even opened our vision even more so for Bible prophecy than the foundation that Brother Smith laid, and of course came back it again. It's good to go to be able to go to those type of folks who have the knowledge and pick their brain, and of course it challenged me as well in my study much. So in the multitude of counselors, your plans are established, and they will be stable and successful. I wish, and I started with this, I'm almost finished. I wish there were some requirements for high school juniors and seniors and freshmen entering college when it comes to some areas of the thoughts of achievement and failure and what it really is. I wonder what the average young person today really thinks what achievement is, what success is, what failure looks like. We can talk and read history and Edison and others who were scientific, and their answer when they were criticized was not things that didn't work, is no, I just found out how many ways it wouldn't work. In other words, they kept at it and kept working on it, and trying to convey that sometimes can be difficult, but again, looking for opportunities. 70%, again, this is a quote from the book, The Richest Man Who Ever Lived, 70% of all businesses fail in their first year of existence. 70%. 50% of those couples who get married end up getting a divorce. Yet, these percentages are cut by 2/3 when counselors are involved in these businesses or in these marriages. I can't help but to think what the success rate, how it would change for young people going off to college or entering their final years of high school, had a mentor. Had someone, not a peer. I mean, my biggest battle, I'm sure you can empathize with this with you parents, my biggest battle when raising my kids, especially my girls, is encouraging them and reminding them, your peers are not mentors. Your peers have no qualification to be your mentor. You need to look to someone else who has proven themselves and not look to your peers for that type of advice. Dear friends, wise counselors provide stability when working toward our goals. Again, I know I'm preaching and teaching to the wrong crowd, but how do we teach these principles to a younger generation, whether it be our grandkids, whether it be our children, whether it be nieces and nephews, or someone that we're mentoring and fitting in some of these things in our biblical mentorship of even filtering some things about achievement and failure and what it is to them and what the Bible has to say about it. Don't be so foolish to think that you know it all and can't learn anything. This type of thinking can lead to blunders that may scare you for the rest of your life. Wise counsel is appropriate for everyone and at every stage of life. Next week, we'll go a little further, and I'll correct some of those mistakes, and we'll continue with wise counsel and how it can help us. Wise counsel helps us achieve our goals. In that area, wise counsel provides stability. Wise counsel provides strength and success, and we'll look at that next week, as well as wisdom provides joy. Let's pray. Father, again, we thank you for the provisions and for us tonight. Thank you for the word, and Lord, how not only is it a light unto our path, but Lord, there's so much in there that provides and helps us gain wisdom and who to look to and how to look to. Lord, help us to look to the word. Help us to look to those mentors and men and women that you put in our life, Lord, to help us, to encourage us. And so often we go through life at a certain stage of our life that we often don't even think of asking someone else. But Father, help us to remember that no matter what stage we are in life, a wise counsel is always appropriate and helpful at every stage of life. Help us to be willing to be prayed up, studied up, that when we are approached by someone looking for wise counsel, we can be that mentor, we can be that provider, we can be that encouragement. Now, Father, dismiss us with your love. Bless our week. Thank you so much again for the good news of our missionaries tonight, how exciting that is. I pray your continued blessings on them. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, as always, remember, the Lord loves you, his preacher loves you. If I can be helped to you in any way, please do not hesitate to ask. God bless you. You're dismissed.